listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Don't just watch the draft, play the draft with the Cleveland Browns for your chance to win incredible prizes. Play the Draft is a new free fantasy NFL draft game. The last contest is live now. Sign up at ClevelandBrowns.com today. And of course, Mel Kiper Jr. was with us yesterday on the show, big promoter and proponent of Play the Draft, and said whoever wins the contest this year is a genius. Yeah. So if you want to be called a genius by Mel Kiper Jr., go to ClevelandBrowns.com right now, play the draft, and win great prizes. Again, the last contest live as we speak. We're going to do a little after further review in just a second, but let's go to Phil in Brecksville right now on the line. What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, a couple things. We all know that the ratings, Northeastern Ohio will be number one in the United States. I'd be interested to see what you guys think is going to be that rating. The second thing is, I don't really care who they take. There's just two issues that I have. One is that they have heart, and that they have no questions about their will to play. Second is that they're technically sound and can play the position that we play them on, because there's just not a lot of time to make a player that's a project into a player. So.
Yeah, this is a team I would say that, you know, needs to win now, and I think that's kind of what you're seeing. That's the theory, that's the ethos of Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine, and those are the moves they've made, bringing in veterans who can still play at a very high level, guys like, of course, Carlos Dansby, Dante Whitner. It is a team that wants to win now, and there's a balance right in this draft. There's a balance between getting those guys that can develop and what will they be in 2 or 3 years, and getting guys that can come in and play right away. With 7 picks in the first 4 rounds of the most talent-rich draft in NFL history, my goal for the Browns, what I hope, what I would consider a home run draft, a great draft, and one certainly attainable, is a draft that produces 4 immediate starters right out of the gate, and hopefully you get some guys down the line that fill in and become those players for your team as well. So this could be a huge draft, a massive influx of talent for the Browns, and I certainly am excited to see it. We are in Manhattan. It's Nathan Zagura. It is Vic Carucci, and it is time to bring in our great producer, Jason Gibbs, for a little after further review.
After further review.
And, guys, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, buddy.
Hopefully the weather is good there. It's 70 degrees here today.
It is beautiful today.
Yes. Big
yes.
Fan.
Phenomenal.
Good. Question number one. Here's a draft scenario for you. Clowney, Mack, and Watkins are off the board. If you are Ray Farmer, what are you doing with the 4th pick?
Clowney, Mack, Watkins off the board. Picking a quarterback. I'm picking Blake Bortles.
And I'm going to trade down a little bit in the first round, pick up a little sugar, and take Theodore Bridgewater with my 1st pick. Now, if Clowney, Mack, and Watkins are off the board, and I have to stay at number 4, I'd pull the trigger on my top quarterback. That's Teddy Bridgewater. I'd want the Browns to do the same. The only guy that I wouldn't be too sad about either, though, is Mike Evans. I wouldn't mind Mike Evans coming our way at that pick either.
After further review...
Question number 2, guys. Another scenario. You're Ray Farmer. When are you taking a quarterback tomorrow?
If I've got them all at my disposal at number 4, I'm doing it then. I can't imagine this team doesn't have a conviction on one guy in this draft. I'm not buying that every single quarterback of this draft is one you pass over, that this is a year you can't help yourself at that position where the Browns do need the help.
That's where I would like to do it, or if I felt comfortable being able to move down, as I said, and stay in the top 10, I would do that there. The bottom line for me is I'd like to see it happen with my 1st pick. However, if I could look in my crystal ball and I could see that I could take a Watkins or an Evans at 4 and get Teddy Bridgewater at 26, I would do that as well. But given that you don't know that, if there's a guy that's green across the board, that has the sign-off from everybody, that everybody's excited about, that you have the belief can truly be a transcendent player in this game at the quarterback position, you got to take him at 4 when they're all on the board. If you don't, which could very well be the situation, then hopefully you can snag one of those guys at 26, because I'm getting the sense that there could be a quarterback free fall in this draft. But that could also be the garbage being spewed out so that everybody thinks that, so they could all be snatched up at better prices.
After further review.
Question number 3 on this day before the draft. What's a more likely scenario? The Browns trading the 4th pick or the 26th pick? Now, you can go up or down. Doesn't matter. But what would be the more likely scenario?
In my mind, it would be moving down, you know, trading that four, because I think four is the opportunity to get something attractive for a team that wants to be four, to be at that spot. The odds of that being a trade driver are better in my mind than the Browns finding the partner to move up from 26. And I don't think they would necessarily have to. And most of the teams that are at their spots above them, even in the 20s, and to go to what Kevin Colbert, the GM of the Steelers, said regarding the quality of this draft, that at 15, where the Steelers are, players that maybe had been ranked at seven at that point, would be available at 15. If that logic carries through, then I think a lot of people are staying put in the range that you would likely try to move up to from 26, which I think would probably be middle of round and maybe a little lower.
Yeah, I would put it, I think if the Browns aren't taking a quarterback at four, there's a better than 50% chance that maybe they move back from four. I don't think there's much of a chance that they move up from 26. That would actually surprise me a lot more. I think they want to keep their assets in this draft rather than trade them to move up and get somebody, because I think at 26, they're going to feel pretty good about the quality player that they're able to get.
After further review...
Final question today, guys. Looking back on last week's minicamp, who was the one player at last week's minicamp that impressed you, either with what they did on the field or what they said to the media?
Well, I'm going to have to say Andrew Hawkins for play. It's hard to assess much else, but he just seemed to get open consistently, catch pretty much everything that went his way. I liked his explosion and effort generally throughout that mini camp. From a what was said standpoint, I don't know. I'm going to have to say, a large degree, Brian Hoyer. I think making it clear that, hey, this is still my job. You're going to talk about this team drafting somebody, and I think he's accepting the fact that somebody's getting drafted at his position. But I thought his comments relative to that were pretty sound.
You know, I was going to say Andrew Hawkins as well, but I'll go with my guy Carlos Dansby, because just seeing him out on the field, the way he moves, the height and length he will bring to the middle of that defense is going to be exciting to watch. He's vocal on the field. He knows where to go. He knows what position to get into, and he is going to make it very difficult for teams to throw the football down the seam on the Cleveland Browns, and that's something that has not been the case in quite some time. All right, that's After Further Review here. Coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Quinton Groves will be joining us a little bit later. We still want to get your phone calls, 216-578-0850. We'll have time to get some of those in right after this break. We're a day away. What do you want for the Browns in this draft? And folks, don't forget OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket, teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never have to scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Your thoughts on the Browns draft as we finally are just over a day away. Get those phone calls going. Tweet the show at Browns_daily. Call us 216-578-0850. It's Agura Carucci, CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.